This goes to Brian Thwaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, P-A-C, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Martha Anderson. Date of birth 5/16 of 1938. Dear Brian, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Anderson, who likes to be called Marty, M-A-R-T-Y, with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and a history of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that is currently in remission. She sees a hematologist in Greenville, Dr. Brenker. I think it's B-R-E-N-K-E-R. And he does monitor lab values and sees her on a regular basis. She currently has gained 5 pounds since her last visit, which was 1 year ago, February 3rd of 2025. It was a telemedicine visit at that time. And then for the follow-up visit, she didn't realize that she was supposed to have a face-to-face visit and missed the appointment because she was waiting for us to do a phone visit at that time, and signals were crossed and mixed. But today she is here and states that she's feeling well. She was concerned because she had a transient elevation of creatinine that was done at the hematologist's office. August 20th of 25, creatinine jumped to 1.69, and the estimated GFR was 29. And that was rechecked on 9/29 of 25, and it was back down to 1.53. So that was back to her baseline. And then most recently, it was checked on 12/17 of 25, and it's even better at 1.39. So she is pleased that she's restabilized, and hopefully the transient elevation of creatinine is a one-time thing, which won't occur again, hopefully. She states that she's doing very well with her diabetic diet, and her last hemoglobin A1C was 7.2. She plans on doing even better in the future if possible. She does follow a strict low-salt diet, and blood pressure has been very well controlled at home. No chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear, and she makes adequate amounts of urine. No blood or cloudiness is noted. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight carvedilol. It's 3.25 milligram in the morning and 6.25 milligram in the evening. She takes glyburide 5 milligram twice a day for diabetes. She uses Tylenol for pain when needed. Low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram, is on hold. She uses vitamin C, a kidney and bone formula. Red rice yeast is twice a day. Vitamin D3, omega-3 fatty acids. Benadryl, 25 milligram at bedtime if needed. Physical exam, weight is 130 pounds, and that's about a 5-pound increase over the last year. And she knows that she's gained a little bit of weight. She can tell in her pants that they're slightly bit tighter. Pulse is 82 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 120 over 62. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent ones were 12/17/25. Creatinine is 1.39. Estimated GFR is now 37. Her sodium, 140. Potassium, 5. Carbon dioxide, 25. Calcium, 9.8. Albumin, 4.5. Liver enzymes are all normal. And hemoglobin is 12.5 with normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most stable and stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no pericarditis, no volume overload, no encephalopathy. I want her to continue getting lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension, well controlled on current medications. 3, diabetic nephropathy, also well controlled with last hemoglobin A1C of 7.2. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.